Reading timelines, this is Aratima. If you are trying to make a decision or you want to get clarity about something, you can work with timelines. What are they? They are potential futures, which are nothing other than you making decisions that take you into a particular future, an experience that then can be low vibratory or high vibratory, or anything in between. And of course, you want to always make the best decision for yourself, the one that serves you best and is the most high in vibration. You may not even have a specific question, but want to know what is in store for you in your future, be it near or far. How do we do this? We sit quietly, comfortably, maybe do some breathing or anything that takes you into a grounded and centered place. Then you close your eyes and you project three lines of light from your heart center. See them in front of you. Those three lines that are coming from your heart center, they will differ in some way. They will differ in luminosity. I would like you to choose the brightest, which is the high vibratory one, and then follow with your awareness along this line until you come to see or know a scene or an image. So let's do this together now. As an example, let's use this question. Please show me a scene in my life in 2025. Now, if this is not a good question, you might just choose a different one. Now, spin your three timelines from your heart center. Pick the one that is the brightest and drop the other two. Now follow the bright line until you see an image. What do you see? And then write it down, make notes. You may now do this again with a different question that is important to you right now. Maybe which house you will live in, which job, which partner, your health, etc. Anything that's important. Now let's come to the second part, which is collapsing timelines. Maybe you see something you really don't like. You see a scene that is just not good enough, although you picked the brightest timeline. Now we can brighten the timeline a little further, which means is if you do have enough psychic energy, you can actually do the following. You run and spin more light into it, which means is you connect with the frequency or that line and you begin to brighten it. The other thing you can do is you can also collapse it. You can actually break it. You can see it turn into small little particles like glass and it breaks and it shatters and just disintegrates into little tiny fractals. Dissipates, dissolves. So it is really in your hand and in your decision to change the things. Don't feel like a victim when you see something you don't like. You can alter and correct it. So play around with this. This is really you creating, co-creating reality, which is based on your karma, and you can shift it more and more into your dharma, which means is coming directly from your core, which is most suitable to you in this lifetime, the expression of you as soul in this life and what that looks like. Enjoy. Thank you.